Ciao ragazzi e ragazze, and welcome back to Tactics Imperium, your go-to tactical breakdown from Serie A Spotlight. I am your host as always, Gianluca Lia, and today we are diving into one of the most dramatic fixtures of last weekend in Serie A, Bologna against Inter. I was thinking about this. Football works in mysterious ways. Just last Wednesday, many of us thought Inter were on the verge of another historic treble, reminiscent of 2010. You know, they had just eliminated Bayern Munich in the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. They are comfortably cruising in Serie A and have a Coppa Italia semi-final coming up against Milan. But then, 93 minutes, almost 94th, Riccardo Orsolini rips off his shirt, leaps over the advertising boards, stumbles slightly, then races toward the curva Andrea Costa with arms wide open, completely surrendering himself to the wide embrace of teammates and fans. That image will stay etched in the memory of Bologna supporters, a fan base not used to back-to-back Champions League pushes, let alone staying in the race thanks to a 94th-minute bicycle kick from their most unpredictable and ambitious player in a gritty, hard-fought battle against a team trying to win everything. So let's give a pre-match contest of Bologna against Inter. This was a big one for both sides, as you know, and the tension at the Dall'Ara Stadium was palpable. Team news complicated things. Inter were without Thuram, Arnautovic was not fully fit, and DeMarco started on the bench. On the other hand, Bologna left Orsolini out of the starting 11. Now, let's break down the tactics, starting with how both teams approached the match, which is very important. Let's start with the construction style. Both teams, Bologna and Inter, had similar setups in one key area, the build-up versus pressing. Even though they differ stylistically, the battle came down to short passing in deep zones under high pressure. So, the famous Costruzione dal Basso, the build-up from the back in the first phase. Inter and Bologna both emptied their defensive lines differently to begin possession. Let's start with Inter. As usual, they dropped midfielders close to Jan Sommer, their goalkeeper. Acerbi from the backline stepped up, while Pavard and Bastoni widened themselves. It wasn't always a rigid pattern. Sometimes even Bastoni dropped deeper, or only center back pushed. The idea was to use Bologna's aggressive man-to-man marking against them, luring defenders out to open vertical lanes behind them, and then they would be exploited by the offensive players or by the wide players. Inter hoped that when Bologna center backs tracked either Lautaro or Correa into midfield, they could exploit the space behind with runs from Pavard or Damian, as I explained before. On paper, as always, this was logical. However, in reality, it didn't really quite work. Inter only succeeded once in the first half and twice in the second, when they tried to find Pavard more directly. And that was far from enough, obviously. So now we shift to the long balls and direct vertical play produced by Bologna. Bologna's play mirrored Inter's in structure, but was executed with more vertical intent, unlike Inter. So their center backs, particularly Beukema, stepped up to drag attackers away. Full backs, however, stay deep. The goal was to push Inter's wing backs higher, and then attack the space they vacated with quick balls down the flanks. So they opted to beat Inter's pressing line with balls over the pressing lines and not through or around. In fact, they rarely tried to pass through Inter's first line. Instead, they always targeted quick progression, often aiming for Ndoye, isolated against Bastoni. And that's possibly why he started ahead of Orsolini. Ndoye was sharp, especially in the first half. He beat Acerbi to reach the byline and squared a perfect pass for Dallinga, only for Pavard to deny a certain goal with a heroic block. Still, however, Bologna did lack midfield involvement. Dominguez and Odegaard were quiet, which made their attacks a bit predictable and easier for Inter to handle. Now we see how the match went through in the second half. I feel there was some kind of match evolution. Starting from Inter, they came out with more urgency, trying to accelerate their play in the final third. They pushed their lines higher from the back, and looked for faster vertical combinations. Nonetheless, they couldn't really create any real danger. And I think this is due to Ram's absence, which was noticeable. His ability to connect play and direct defenders is always key in these situations. Inzaghi, though, did make several changes, both strikers, both wingbacks, and Mkhitaryan also came off. But the flow didn't really shift. The only true opportunity came from a Ravaglia mistake on a throw-in, where Taremi almost capitalized, only for Miranda to save the day. The goal was disallowed for a soft foul, but Miranda had already cleaned things up. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Bronya's coach, Italiano, brought on all four of his attacking options, including a brilliant Cambiaghi, who changed the game on the left. In a few minutes, he attacked both Bissek and Frattesi several times, twice reaching the byline and once setting up Miranda. And then came the moment. Orsolini. His goal encapsulated what this Bologna is all about. Grit, flair, unpredictability. His overhead kick sealed the win during a 10-minute spell where Bologna pinned Inter back. The crowd senses too, roaring the team forward, lifting them. And yes, I think Inter were tired. The raging squad and lack of real bench firepower, especially in attack, is something to reflect on. However, and this is important, Bologna did earn this. They believed until the end, they did not settle for a draw. In fact, Italiano put on all his attacking options from the bench. They pushed, they fought, and they got their reward. Now, since I have mentioned two important tactical aspects in this match, I would like to discuss them and put some spotlight on them. The famous Costruzione dal Basso, the build-up from the back, versus long balls, the tactic used by Bologna to overcome Inter's initial pressure. There is an interesting tactical contrast between these two, and I want to summarize the key concepts. So, what is build-up from the back? The goal is to progress with short, structured passes. Who are the key players in the build-up from the back? You need a ball-playing goalkeeper, hence why many teams are now looking for goalkeepers that are able to play the ball with their feet when it comes to the transfer market. Press, resistance, center backs, which means they can play the ball under pressure, and deep-lying midfielders. The aim is to control and to manipulate pressing shapes. Obviously, there is the risk of losing the ball deep next to your defensive line. On the other hand, long balls are used to bypass pressure and to target forwards early. In this case, you would need good long-range passers, strong dual winners, and fast forwards. The objective is to have a direct threat and beat the high press. So this is often used against teams that press high, which is very common nowadays in modern football. Obviously, the risk is that you are gambling possession because it's always 50-50 on the second ball. You would ask me, which is better? There is no better. It depends. The best teams today and in the past, I can mention Guardiola City, Barcelona under Xavi, and also Brighton under De Zerbi, but more or less all De Zerbi's team excel in build-up. But there are teams that use long ball situationally. I can mention Roma under Jose Mourinho or the first Liverpool under Klopp. They often went direct. So it's more about flexibility. And on this day, at the Dallara, I think Bologna showed the better balance between risk and reward. So now, my final thoughts about this match. I think this game reminded us that Bologna are no longer just a good story. They are a serious team with a serious coach. On the other hand, where does this match leave Inter? I think they are still strong, still in the hunt for a potential treble. But this loss could spark a tactical introspection. So now, we just have to wait and see how Inter sees in progress and whether they can match the 2010 success by winning all competitions. And on the other hand, we have to wait and see whether Bologna can make it to the Champions League once again. That's all from my end. Thank you for tuning into Tactics Imperium, obviously powered by Serie A Spotlight. Don't forget, if you have any questions or ideas, please reach out. We'd love to include your insights in future episodes. Until next time, alla prossima!